We're beginning a new subtopic of Adon Mazik tonight. Up until now, we've discussed the Tashlumei Chavala. What kinds of compensation do you pay? The five categories. How do you calculate them? Combinations of them. What kinds of hezekas have which of the five Tashlumen? This week, we're beginning a new area. The question of fault. The question of what level of negligence, irresponsibility, pshia, what level of culpability do you have to be chayav? And this is actually something which is really at the heart of Adon Mazik. Many dinei Torah, many arguments revolve around these questions. Who's at fault? Was the Mazik at fault? Was the Nizik at fault? Were they both at fault? In the case of a car accident, you have both people on Mazik. Was each one of them at fault? So these questions of how do we define fault? How do we determine who's at fault? This is the sugya we're beginning tonight. So this is a Gemara scattered in a few different places. The Gemara that we're beginning.
Is it possible there are really two issues? One could be that if it's just one person's fault, the question is how much fault does he need to be chayiv? The other question would be if two people do it, the question would be who's more at fault, which not necessarily the same thing.
That's true, yes. That's true. I wasn't speaking precisely. There are going to be questions of either when there are two mazikim, how do you divide up the fault? If somebody pushes someone into a bar, or if two cars hit
each other, right.
That's true. Yes, we'll see some of the sugyas as we go. I just meant in the broadest, most general terms that the question is how do we determine how do we assign fault? So we begin with the sugya in the end of the second parak. The Mishnah has a very famous rule, the fundamental rule of Adam Mazik: Adam Muad La'olam Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid Bein Ar Bein Yashan. A person who damages is called Muad La'olam. This Gemara is actually coming at the tail end of discussions of oxen, the famous ox that gores, an ox that tramples, an ox that eats. When it comes to your ox that damages, we say there's all kinds of rules for tam and muad. A shar that gores with its horns until it does three times, it's considered tam. It's not muad. The halachas are more lenient. After three times, it's muad. That's the expression muad. For our purposes, we don't really have oxen. For our purposes, the point is adam muad la'olam, that when it comes to a person who does damage, as our cases usually are, a person can have a dog also, but in general, Adam Mazik, that we're learning this man, the rule is Adam Muad La'olam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Ar, Bein Yashan. The starting point is that a person is always responsible for what he does. It's not actually that simple, because one point we're going to see this week is a sheet of Tosfos. Some Rishonim say Adam Muad La'olam is an overstatement, it's not quite so simple. Adam Muad La'olam means he's often responsible, he's chayev for more than just gross negligence, but he's not always chayev. There is still a certain level of onus for which he's pater. Hopefully we'll see more about that as the week goes on. But in any event, Adam Muad La'olam at the very minimum means that he's chayev for more than simple pshia. He's chayev for, even if he's not totally, grossly, completely at fault, he's still chayev. The Gemara does go on to say that even that is not so simple, because that's only, we learned previously that there are five types of Tashlumei Hezek, Tzar, Nezek, Sheves, Boshes, and Ripui. This rule of Adam Muad La'olam only applies to Nezek. It does not apply to the other four types of Tashlumen. So if a person is grossly negligent, Pshia, real negligence, and he's chayav all five of the Tashlumei Hezek, if he's not Pshia Gemura, if he's not totally at fault, Adam Muad La'olam, so he's still chayav for Nezek, he won't be chayav for the other four types of Tashlumen. The Gemara then goes on discussing various examples of cases that show this dichotomy, the cases where you're chayev for nezek because adam muad la'olam, but you're not chayev for the dalad varim, you're not chayev for the other four. So one of those cases is, two of those cases are, a person had a rock in his lap and didn't see it, and he got up and the rock went flying, so he's chayev for nezek because adam muad la'olam, he's not chayev for the dalad varim. Same thing, if he knew the rock was there and then forgot about it, then jumped up and forgot he had a rock in his lap, again, he's chayev for nezek, he's not chayev for dalad bar. How do we look at shikha? That's what I want to speak about tonight a little bit. How does halacha view forgetting? So Rashi's language is not entirely clear. Rashi just says that when it comes to nezek, you're chayev in all these cases, kushoge, kemezid, ones, karatzon. But when it comes to the dalad dvarim, Rashi says, even if you knew the stone was there and you just forgot about it, havi shikha shogeg v'lo pshia. Shikha is a shogeg, an accident, not considered gross negligence. Rashi calls it an accident. So the question is, how do we treat shikha, forgetting, in other areas of chashon mishpat? If someone forgets and causes harm, classic case discussed by early Poskim. A person is a shomer. He's supposed to be watching someone's property. Someone gave him jewelry, some gold or some cash to watch. He puts it in a safe. One day he opens the safe to take out his own valuables. He forgets to lock the safe. Someone walks off with the cash. He forgot. I'm sorry, I meant to do it. I tried to keep the safe locked, but everyone makes mistakes now and then. I made a big mistake. I left the safe unlocked and somebody stole the money. Is that pshia? Is that onus? Rashi calls it shogeg. What does that mean? So the truth is that this is a major controversial topic. There is a series of stiras in Gemaras, and there are major disputes about this in the Achronim, beginning from the 16th century, going all the way down throughout the Achronim. We find Maracha mul Maracha, we find a major machlokes poskim. Some poskim say that forgetting is pshia, negligence. You should be watching what you're doing and not forgetting to lock the safe when you're supposed to. Other poskim say, no, people are human. It's error is human. People forget. People make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Now, obviously, there are going to be gradations of forgetting. You can forget something for a second when you're in a rush. You can forget something for 2 weeks. So some poskim do distinguish between the level of forgetting. But looking at the broad picture, how do you look at shikcha in general? So it turns out it's a major machlokes poskim. So going through the Gemaras first, there is a Gemara in Shavuos, a very interesting little Gemara, not actually in a Chosh Mishpat context. The Gemara is discussing Shavuos, taking false oaths. The Gemara says, Tu Amarim, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were listening to a share from Rav. Afterwards, as often happens, they were discussing the content of the lecture, and they disagreed about what the Rebbe said. One of them said, he said like this. The other one said, he said like that. We're not even told what the dispute was, but they argued vigorously about what Rav had said. So the dispute escalated. One of them said, I swear by the name of God that Rav said this. The other one said, well, I swear by the name of God that Rav said the opposite. So they went to Rav and they asked him what he had said. Rav said like one of them. We're not even told which one. Rav said, you're right, he was wrong. The other one felt very bad. Not only did he make a mistake about what he heard in the shir, he took apparently a false oath in God's name. So he told him, no, you did not take what's considered a shvuah sheker. Since you made an honest mistake, you genuinely really thought that you were telling the truth. That's potter. There's a halach in shvuah that ha'adam b'shvuah prat la'ones. If a person takes a shvuah due to an ones, a false shvuah, he's potter. Tosu says he's not even an avera. Not just he doesn't have to bring a carbon shvuah. He's not even considered an avera. He doesn't even get punished for it. You're an onus. That Gemara the post can bring seems to say that a person makes an honest mistake. He simply forgot. He forgot something. He's considered an onus. And indeed, the Mukhi Yosef brings an Ar Sugya, a little bit earlier in the second parak, a Shita of the Ramah, who understands Ar Gemara like this too. The Ramah says the reason if the person forgot about the rock, or didn't know there was a rock, or forgot about the rock, the reason he's potter from the Dalad Varim is because Shikha is an onus. He's still chayav for Nezek, who's Ademod La'olam. He's potter from Dalad Varim because Shikha is an onus. And the Mukhi Yosef learns a very interesting halacha in Ar Chaim from this. The halacha is, if a person forgets to daven, if a person doesn't daven because he makes a mistake, he thought he davened, he made some kind of miscalculation, he thought he davened in Rosh Chodesh, it was not Rosh Chodesh or something, person makes a mistake, then it turns out he didn't daven properly, didn't daven at all, didn't daven properly, he davened tashlumen, the next davening he davens twice. If a person is amazed, he deliberately decided he doesn't have time to daven, he's too busy playing basketball, he didn't daven, then he has charate, he feels bad, he wants to daven tashlumen, you can't do it. If you're amazed, you don't do tashlumen. What if a person forgot? What if a person, when this man for tefillah began, he knew he still had time, I still have another 2 hours to daven mincha, it's 2 hours before shkia. He got caught up in what he was doing, he forgot, and the time passed. Is that considered amazed, or is that considered onus? So the Ramah says, based on our Gemara, it's considered onus. The Ramah says, how do we understand this din that if he forgot about the rock, that he's potter? The Ramah says, when you saw the rock in your lap, you said, okay, I have a rock in my lap, I'll be careful. That's fine. You're allowed to assume that you'll remember later and not hurl the rock off your lap. Later you forgot, that's an onus. So too, the Ramah says for davening, 2 hours before Shkia, you had plenty of time. You're allowed to keep doing what you're doing and plan to daven later. Later you forgot, you're an onus. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that forgetting is considered an onus, and based on our Gemara. And the Ramah explicitly connects our Gemara to the Gemara in Shavuos. He says, just like the Gemara in Shavuos says, if someone forgets and makes a mistake, he's an onus, so too, that's what our Gemara means. The stira to this is another Gemara, a Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara talks about a shomer, someone who's watching property for somebody else, And when time comes to return it, to give it back to its owner, he doesn't remember where he put it. I can't remember what I did with it. I buried it. The Gemara says supposed to bury valuables to keep them safe. I don't remember where I buried it. I don't have one of those maps that says X marks the spot, 50 paces past the old elm tree. He doesn't have that. He doesn't remember. So the Gemara says, Chayev. If someone says he doesn't know where it is, he's a pasheya, he's considered negligent, and he is chayev. Lo yadana, he doesn't know. Pashas, that means he forgot. Why doesn't he know? Because he forgot where he put it. At the time he knew where it was, he forgot afterward. So the Gemara explicitly calls you a pasheya. So numerous achronim ask the stiras from these three, four Gemaras. Our Gemara, especially as the Ramah understands it, as well as the Gemara in Shavuot, seems to indicate that someone who forgets something is considered an onus, just adam wood la'olam, so adam amazik is chayev, but other than that, you're not chayev for the dalad varim because you're an onus. That's what the Gemara in Shavuot says. On the other hand, the Gemara in Bav Metzia, discussing a shomer, says that you are chayev, kol le'adan apshiyusi. So there are different approaches given by the achronim to resolve the stira. As I said earlier, some achronim say the ikar is that shikha is not pshia, is onus, is pater. Other achronim, they have to answer the Gemara in Bav Metzia. Other achronim say that shikha is pshia, and yuchayev, they have to answer our Gemara. One very interesting approach is taken by the Makar Baruch. We mentioned his tshuva recently. Makar Baruch, or Baruch Al-Kili, an early important Sephardic posik. He was talking about the archetypal case of a guy who forgot to lock the safe, and he explains as follows. He says, if a guy doesn't remember what happens, like the case in Bav Metzia, then he's chayev. Because if you don't know what you did, maybe you did something that was really pshia. If you don't know where you put it, maybe you put it someplace which was not safe in the first place. You can't even tell us what you did with it. Same thing with the safe. If you don't remember whether you put it in the safe, you took it out of the safe, if you just don't remember what happened, then you're chayev, because maybe you did something which was actually pshia. But if you know that you put it in the safe, just that you remember that you left the safe unlocked, then you are pater. He says shikha is an onus. The only time shikha is chayev is if, because of the cloud of the shikha, we have to consider the possibility that you actually did an actual pshia, like leave it deliberately in an unsafe location. But if you know that you put it in a safe place, just that you forgot to close the door, then you are pater.
Isn't that pshia though, to leave the safe unlocked?
You forgot. If you leave it unlocked deliberately, if you say, you know, it's a hassle to lock it, I'm only going out for a half hour, it'll be safe for a half hour, that's pshia. But if you meant to lock it, just it slipped your mind, that's shikha, that's an onus. People are human, they make mistakes occasionally. Big chiddush, it's counterintuitive, I agree, but that's
yeshita. I just don't understand he's saying the whole thing that by the Gemara over there, the Gemara is saying because you don't know,
that means you might have deliberately, consciously left it in an insecure location. If you don't know what you did with it, you might have decided that you're too lazy to bury it, and you're gonna leave it behind a tree and hope that nobody notices. If you can't tell us what you did with it, maybe that's what you did with it. Maybe you left it deliberately in an unsafe place. But if you know that what you did was you meant to be careful, and the only possibility is that you forgot, then you're potter. This was a major debate, also the same time as the Makar Baruch. The case I like to call the case of the hapless harbor men. This was a very controversial case in the late 16th century. There was a guy who was in charge of the harbor. His job was to oversee ships would come in full of merchandise. The merchandise would be unloaded onto donkeys, wagons. And this guy was in charge of keeping record, books, and keeping track of how many bales came in and who they were sent to. He was hired by the merchants to oversee the whole busy, bustling harbor operation. And it was pretty chaotic. People were always in a rush. People were grabbing. Order wasn't preserved very well there. One, it wasn't always his fault. Sometimes people were just in a rush and grabbed things, and that was part of his defense, and it wasn't his fault. But what happened was, one day, the case is kind of complicated, but for our purposes, suffice it to say that he incorrectly filled out one of the records, one of the orders. He wrote 13 when the number was 15, and because of that, at least it was a possibility that it was because of that, one of them got lost. One of them was misplaced and it wasn't recovered. Some posts can say that you can't pin that on him, it had nothing to do with him, but let's assume for the sake of the argument, it was his fault. It was because he misfilled out the form, that's why one of them got lost. His defense was, look, I tried, I did my best, I made a mistake. People are human, they make mistakes. I didn't deliberately write the wrong number. I was doing my best, but I slipped. This was, again, a major dispute between the Marashtam, the Lechem Rav, that's the Lechem Mishnah, and the Marshach. The Marshach held like the Makar Baruch. He brings the Gemara in Shavuos, Ha'adam B'Shvua, Prat La'anus. People are human, to err is human. People make mistakes. as long as someone made a good faith effort to get things right, the fact that he's not a machine, the fact that he made an error, is not his fault, and he is potter, that's not pshia. The Marashtam and the Lechem Rav both held that it is pshia. They both said it's your job. Your job is to not make mistakes. I mean, you're hired to get it right, and if you don't get it right, that's considered reckless. You should have been more careful. You should have been more careful and not made this particular mistake. There's a tshuva in the Ma'bit, which is a little bit ambiguous, but there's a tshuva in the Ma'bit. Somebody was watching a ring for somebody else, a finger ring, and he kept it on his finger. That was a good place to keep it. Keeps it in his sight, it's secure. He was washing the tilos yadayim, so he took it off and he slipped it in his belt. Doesn't sound like such a secure place, but Ma'bit says that was a reasonable place to put it while you go wash your tilos yadayim. You don't want to have a chatzitza, you want to have the water against your hand. That was a good place to put it. And while he had the ring in his belt, he heard a cry from the street. His cousin was in trouble. They were dragging him off to jail. His cousin was in deep trouble. So he ran out to help his cousin, and the ring was still in his belt. And because of all the commotion, he saved his cousin, he didn't save his cousin, whatever it was, the ring eventually got misplaced. So Ma'bit says, running out to save your cousin, you have to do it. He was in danger. You should have taken more care of the ring. You should have put it someplace secure. You forgot. You were busy. You were distressed. You were disturbed. It's not your fault. You made an honest mistake. So at face value, on the surface, you might understand them a bit to mean that shikha is an onus. But at least one of the later achronim, the Pnei Aharon, says that on the contrary, a bit means just the opposite. A bit says normally, if you forget in the normal course of business, if you make an error, you're chayev. At least if you're a shomer, it's your responsibility to be more careful. Ma'bit just means here, because of the commotion, because you had no choice, your cousin was being dragged off to a dungeon somewhere and you had to go out and save him, that's excusable that you weren't focused, and we don't blame you for a momentary lapse of concentration. But normally a person who's supposed to be watching money in a safe and supposed to be keeping an eye and supposed to be locking that safe, there's no excuse to just say that I forgot and that I wasn't guarding the, that I wasn't, that I just forgot to lock the safe. And again, the acronym from then on, from the 16th century throughout the 17th, 18th century, go back and forth. One interesting chiluk we find, we'll finish with this, in the Beis Yaakov, several Sfarim named Beis Yaakov, this was a child of Tshuva Sefer, Beis Yaakov of Zosmir. He talks about a case, he asked some of these theorists between whether forgetting something is an onus or a pshia, and he wants to say, in the case of mazik, stomach case, where you forgot and something unfortunate happened, then maybe you're an onus. However, he says, a shomer, someone who's been entrusted with property, when you accept property in trust, you accept upon yourself to be responsible. That's part of your achrayas, that's part of what you accept when you accept property into your care. So a shomer is certainly chayev. Like Lechem Rav said, like the other one said, a shomer who accepted the property and is supposed to be watching it for the owner, he's chayev for shikha because he wasn't supposed to be shochech, but an ordinary person who just forgot in the course of the day, such a person might be considered an onus and not a pshi. And again, but posts can go both ways, and adayam hazeh, it's something of an unresolved machlokas. Many posts can say it's a sfeika d'dina, and misafek, we would say a mot nechavera ol haraya.